While racial tensions remain high in Los Angeles in the aftermath of the Rodney King verdict, an emotionally explosive situation between blacks and whites is developing in Milwaukee. Over the last 10 days, local newspapers, radio, and television stations gave extensive coverage to the brutal murder of a white suburban Milwaukee woman. The woman's husband said she was stabbed by two black men, but on Tuesday, the husband was charged with the murder. Now, local news organizations are being criticized for sensationalizing the story and playing on white fears of black crime. Beth Graham of member station WUWM reports.
The way Jesse Anderson tells it, he and his wife Barbara were enjoying a night out when their life together was ended by the slashing blows of a knife. Anderson says he and his wife were brutally attacked by two black men as they walked to their car in the parking lot of a TGI Fridays restaurant on Milwaukee's north side. He suffered four superficial wounds to his chest. She was stabbed repeatedly in the head and face. In the media, the attack appeared all the more tragic because the Andersons appeared to be living the perfect suburban life.
The Andersons have three children, all of them under the age of five. And Jesse Anderson's name may be familiar to you. He ran for Ozaukee County Supervisor early this month, but he lost by 12 votes. He and his wife, Barbara, had been big sisters and big brothers of Ozaukee County from 1988 to 1990.
Print and broadcast reports also addressed fears that inner-city crime had spilled into the otherwise safe Northridge area.
Customers came and went at TGI Fridays just like any other night. But the shock over last night's brutal stabbing was far from forgotten.
I just think it's too bad that these areas are being spoiled by this type of thing, by this type of crime. It makes everybody nervous and insecure about coming to these really nice restaurants.
In the days that followed, Barbara Anderson died, and inconsistencies turned up in her husband's account of the attack. By last Friday, Milwaukee police were clearly looking for at least one new suspect. Jesse Anderson was released from the hospital Saturday and arrested the same night for his wife's murder. The Anderson murder echoes the 1989 case of Charles and Carol Stewart of Boston. Stewart first claimed he and his wife were shot by a black man. In fact, Boston police arrested one man in the case before evidence surfaced pointing to Charles Stewart as the killer. Stewart killed himself even as police were looking for him with an arrest warrant. In Milwaukee, African-American leaders are particularly angry with what they call the media's sensational, non-stop coverage of the story. Alderman Marvin Pratt says most of the media owe the black community an apology for inflaming racial fears and painting the couple in a highly sympathetic light before all the facts in the case were known.
Black youth and black young men are blamed for everything from epidemics to earthquakes. You know, you just put everything on them. See, the reasons why they aren't getting ahead. See them, they got the caps on and they got the shoes on and they don't want to work. And, you know, it just played into all racial stereotypes and to negative kinds of feelings that one may be predisposed to have given that they're here within this city.
But editors and news directors in Milwaukee defend their coverage of the case. WISN-TV news director Fred D'Ambrosio says the facts as known in the first 2 days were based on the account of the only eyewitness, Jesse Anderson. According to D'Ambrosio, talking to people who knew the couple was a natural follow-up. He says if those people said the Anderson marriage was in trouble, the information would have added another aspect to the story. D'Ambrosio adds, however, that's not what reporters heard.
All we got were people saying, and quite frankly, that's all we're still getting, even now that he's been charged with a crime. You go up to Cedarburg, and people are still saying, we can't believe it. They're the nicest couple we've ever met. They're tremendously nice people.
But University of Wisconsin education professor Walter Farrell claims the unstated message in the hundreds of reports on the murder was that this shouldn't happen to nice, upper-middle-class white people.
There's a collective feeling that whatever happens in the central city, they have all this crime, they have all this unemployment, it's all their fault, but we shouldn't have to contend with that. And we should be able to go into those areas that we have defined as safety zones, and TGIF Fridays being one, where this should not happen.
Farrell also says that if the couple were black or in the inner city, the story would not have received the enormous play it got. WTMJ TV News Director Jim Prather disagrees. The day Barbara Anderson died, an innocent black 14-year-old was killed in a drive-by shooting. Prather says his news crew did a full package on the boy's life and death.
They don't cover violent stories. They don't capture the human emotion of the violence which happens on the inner city, that it is merely a short 20 or 30 second story. We went after that story aggressively.
Jesse Anderson's next court appearance is May 7th. For National Public Radio, I'm Beth Graham in Milwaukee.